Hey, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We have a brief tale from Javier today, which some of you may or may not know out there. And if you don't, it's someone new. Yay, we love that. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. But before we get into the show, we did hit 30 paid Patreon, so we have a thong show a month starting in March, people.
Yay.
So it's a coming. So all you thongers, rejoice, and we're there. And our next goal is 40 Patreon members for review shows. Although we do have one coming up that a company has done. But if you want more review shows, you got to join.
And yes, please do. Underwear. Yes.
As this person who already joined and is part of the wonderful gang over at Patreon. So yay! Although Patreon has one thing that's annoying me, I wish they would do. I don't think you guys can actually post. I think you can only respond to posts I make.
I think that's the case. Yeah.
Which I wish they would change.
Yes, that would be good, because then you can have more of a conversation back and forth.
Exactly. And people could post things and say things, and it just would be so much easier. So I try to make posts every so often now. So if you're not a Patreon member, I do some for the paid and some for all of them, including the free ones. So you get a variety of different posts over there. But enough of Patreon, but go join. Support good content, you know. And we've had good content this year. I've even shocked myself. So first off, tell our listeners a little bit about you, who you are.
Okay, my name is Javier. I will be 46 in March, and I don't feel like I'm 46. I still have a hard time wrapping my head around that, but I certainly don't feel 46. For work, I'm a social worker, so I that's what I do. I work with people, specifically kids, so that is, you know, I guess that's what I do. In free time, I like to hike. I live in Arizona, so we've got amazing outdoor opportunities, so lots of hiking. I like to bike, and I also enjoy just, you know, normal things like Netflix and TV and stuff like that.
Well, I'm familiar with all of that, especially not feeling your age, because I still think I'm like 28 in my head.
You're right, yeah.
My body reminds me, no, you're not.
You're not, I know, yes, yeah.
Because when you do something now, it takes forever to heal. It's like, oh. And my doctor always says, well, you're not as young as you used to be. And I have to tell him to shut up.
Yes, I know. I have the same conversations with mine. So
I was like, this is usually how it goes. I didn't ask your opinion. Thank you.
Right.
So I have a gay doctor, so he gets it.
That's awesome.
So he's used to sassy patients. So I'm like, that's me. We're both 28 in our minds.
Right. So I like forever that. 28.
Exactly. Oh, if only.
If only.
How did you first discover your love of underwear?
Well, I would say, like a lot of other people who have been on the podcast, it started young, and I didn't realize it when I was younger. It wasn't until I was, you know, maybe a preteen that I realized it was something more than just something to wear, I guess. But so I've always kind of been aware of them from a young age. And, you know, like a lot of people our age, I grew up wearing white briefs up until like junior high. And that's all I knew. So I've got the tidy whitey fetish to a extent currently. But after, you know, junior high, the very first moment it clicked for me was I was in I had just moved to a new neighborhood, and it was around the 4th of July, and there was a neighborhood party. This was when I was 12. So there was a neighbor who was older. He was in high school, I believe. And I would just remember being at this, you know, get together, just very casual. And he bent down to where I could see his waistband, and it was black, just black, no like Hanes or whatever waistband. It was just black. And I learned, you know, later on that those were bikinis. So that is at the point where I think I became obsessed with bikinis. So
nice. And did you start wearing them after that, or did you seek them out after that?
I did, actually. So this was like early 90s, I think. Of course, you know, people of our generation will remember or be fond of like the Sears catalog or the JCPenney catalog. Mm-hmm. So we had the Sears catalog, and I went home, and I never really looked at it before. I don't know why, but I looked in there, and there were some boys' bikini briefs, and I'm small. Short. I'm like 5'4", about 130 pounds. I didn't hit 100 pounds until after I graduated high school. So mm-hmm. I am small. So I knew I wouldn't fit into, you know, regular men's underwear at that point. So, but they had the, it was just a 4-pack of red, white, black, and blue. I think they were Everlast. I remember that. So I saved up some money, and I grew up in a small town, but we did have one of those Sears, you know, catalog places where you could order and go pick it up. So I managed to, you know, order it. I don't remember how, but they came in, and yeah, I was just in love from that moment.
Nice. Very nice. That is my personal favorite style, personally. I remember Everlast. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, you don't see them very much. I've seen them like overseas, but you know, as far as an underwear brand, I don't think I see them here. So,
no, not in a long time. That takes me back to like when I got my Spalding bikinis.
I remember that brand too.
Those were amazing. And then they had all sorts of brands that are no longer around now.
Yeah,
which were amazing at the time.
Yeah,
they were cheap and good.
They were.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
Now we just have good, not cheap.
Yes. Yes. Well, all listeners can relate to the expense of having an underwear obsession.
Exactly. Exactly. So how did these first pairs, you said you enjoyed tidy whities and you enjoyed bikinis. So how did you go from looking at the catalog, getting the Everlast bikinis to where you are today? How did your journey go about?
Yes.
What have you tried?
Shortly after I ordered those ones from Sears, I had a friend who was my age, and I went to go spend the night at his house for a weekend. Whenever Curly Sue had just come out, I remember watching that that movie. So afterwards, you know, I was up in his bedroom, and I just decided to take a look in his drawers to see what he had. And he had a jockey, Elance bikinis.
Oh, yes.
That changed my world as well. Because after that, that is probably my favorite of all time, are the Elance bikinis. So he wore those. And then that's when I started seeking that out. Anytime I went to a big city, a mall or something like that. And I started collecting them then.
Did you ever get the nylon ones?
No, I didn't. I don't remember those very well, but I definitely remember the little tube. You know, they used to come in a tube. Yep. And they were kind of hard to find, I remember, at least for me. But yeah, anytime I was in a big city, I would get those. And so after that, high school, this is a weird story, but when I was in high school, like, I don't know why so many gay guys are just terrified of gym class, but I was one of those. And it wasn't, it was because, you know, having to change in front of people. And I back then had zero control over erections. So I couldn't just not get one. So what I had to do during high school was, you know, I would wear my bikinis, and then I would wear a pair of boxer shorts over them just on the days that I had like gym class.
Mm-hmm. See, I used to wear my gym shorts under my short pants so they didn't have to change. Even though, like I said, three guys in the locker room wore bikinis and no one said a word, but you know.
Yeah. I definitely remember a couple in my gym class, and, you know, colored briefs. I remember those were really popular. But I was just, you know, just terrified. I didn't want anyone paying any attention to me that I was looking or even possibly looking. So that's kind of how I hid that during high school. But, you know, once I graduated high school, I moved on to more. When did I first I think it was probably when I graduated high school. In college is when I first discovered thongs and jock straps. Mm. There was a catalog that it was from Canada. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Fireboy? Is that? Fireboy. It was like a small little catalog, like black and white catalog, but they had all these like really erotic type of thongs and jock straps. And I ordered, you know, a few pairs, and that kind of got me into the more, you know, sexy side of underwear, jocks and thongs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But since then, it's just, you know, right now I would say I primarily wear either briefs or bikinis, thongs on occasion or jock straps on occasion. I hate boxers, like you.
Yay.
They are.
Sorry. Yeah,
nothing's more disappointing than, you know, seeing a guy in boxers. I just feel crushed. Like, oh, you could do so much better. Just let me be your personal underwear shopper and I will change your life.
Or you scroll through like Tumblr or somewhere like Twitter and you see this guy and you're like, oh, you're hot. Why are you in
boxers? I know. Yes, yes.
We have determined, though, I've determined that boxers only serve one purpose, and that's loungewear. That is the only time you can wear them, is when you wear them by themselves. And one of our recent guests said, you know, when you can flash your partner across the room. And I'm like, I will give you that.
Yes, yes. Okay, yeah. But other than that.
Not under clothes. Yeah, no, under clothes, under jeans, no. But loungewear, I'll give you a pass.
I can't, it's hard to understand how you can, you know, with the pants kind of being tighter these days, that's the recent trend, and you're wearing these, you know, bunched up boxers underneath. I don't know how that's comfortable at all.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. It's just crazy. But there are boys who like them, and I'm just like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I know. I've only met one other person who was really into boxers to the level that I would say that I'm into briefs or bikinis. So they're out there.
Yeah, but no. Sorry, can't do it. I've done it once. That was enough. That told me all I needed to know that one day. And that was
it served its function in high school for me. And that was it.
And the most ironic thing is the day I met someone who was into underwear, I was wearing boxers. So I was like, no. Sorry. And then they didn't believe me. So I was like, great. Thank you. So I was like, damn you. Now I have a blog and a podcast. So I'll be like, here, go listen to this and suck it.
Yes. Yeah.
So now I don't have that problem at all.
Good.
But that's cool. You experimented into different things as you got older. That is amazing. And you went through your friend's drawer. I did that myself. I don't think I've ever said that on the podcast.
Yeah, that wasn't my first one that, you know, I went through. It was a couple other friends. I went through their drawers too. And I never stole the jockeys. I didn't. But another friend I did, he had a pair of blue Fruit of the Loom briefs. And I took those. I borrowed
scandalous.
Them.
Jay, who was on our show not long ago, interviewed me, and I have a whole section on stealing underwear.
Oh, good. Yes, I'd love to hear more about that. Like,
that is coming up, and the answer is yes, I have. But you have to wait. That is coming out very soon. We have to wait and hear the episode. He asked me all sorts of questions.
No holds barred.
No holds barred, and I did not know his questions before he asked them to me. So,
that's a good question. That is a really good question for hardcore underwear lovers. You know, have you ever?
It was, and well, it was a whole discussion, and that's going to be a very long show. That's over an hour show.
I like the long ones.
This one's long. It's probably the longest one I've ever done. I think it's almost an hour and 15, mm-hmm. a little over. So it's coming up very soon. That was the episode I told you where the track disappeared. So it was just me answering questions and you didn't get to hear Jay's questions. And that does not make a very good show. Mm-hmm. But we got it. It's edited and I've got to get it out. I've got to redo my schedule. So that's always fun. I was doing that today. But yeah, it's always interesting because some people give you grief about stealing's wrong. And I'm like, duh, I know stealing.
Right, yes.
Thank you, I know, but
But
when your mind overrides or your other regions override your mind, you kind of do it.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of exciting. It's really kind of a little thrill at the time, you know?
It is, especially if you know the person's not going to miss them.
Right, yeah.
It's very, like, if someone came into my room and opened the drawer and took a pair, unless it's one I really loved, I probably wouldn't even notice it for a really long time.
Same.
So it would be like, didn't I have this pair? I don't know where it went to. But if they took one of my favorite pairs, I'd be like, where's this pair?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting that they don't want to talk about it because I'm on this sort of discussion group. And always when someone brings up the comments, like, hey, have you ever stolen anyone's underwear? And it's like, he always comes out, stealing's wrong. And I'm just like, go away.
Right.
We've heard you 40 times already. Thank you. I was like, can we block this person? So that's very good. You score points in my book. Yay.
And I can score some more points, actually, because I know you had a thing for Jim Palmer back in the day.
Yes.
And I have a Jim Palmer story, which is kind of interesting. So.
Do tell.
I never met him or anything like that, but back in high school, so after I discovered the Elance briefs, so this was, it's in high school. I love getting mail. I still love getting mail. So back then I would just write to companies and they would send, you know, coupons or they'd send, you know, free things just because I took the time to say, hey, I really like your product. But so I wrote to Jockey and said, you know, I love your underwear. These are amazing. And after, you know, a few weeks, they actually sent me a poster of Jim Palmer signed.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it was like actually signed or just printed, but yeah, that was quite the surprise.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I am jealous because I've gone out and bought a lot of the ads that he's been in off eBay. Because they were reasonable. They're only a couple dollars to get them. So I have a ton of Jockey ads and old vintage ads now, which I've got to find where I know what they're in. I just don't know where I put it.
It's
somewhere. But I made it sure because there's that one picture of him in the white Elance with, was it blue stripes? That was just the one I love the most. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, this man. Oh.
I know.
I have a Jim Palmer podcast I need to do.
Yeah.
I was going to do for the Patreon members, but it was scripted and me reading it sounded like I was being held hostage for that. It was horrible. I recorded it three times and I was like, nope. We got to go back and redo this. So yeah. I don't do well scripted. I'm more off the cuff and go. Cause
it feels more like a conversation.
Well, it feels like a conversation to me. I don't have to go down a list. These are very not scripted, but the questions that we do in the brief tells are very much set up for the person coming on because most of the people that come on have never been on a podcast. They haven't really talked underwear. So they're a little uneasy already. So I'm trying to make it as easy for them as possible to have like the standardized questions.
Yes. Yeah. That helps because, you know, over the past, I think we've been trying to connect for at least 3 weeks, but I've been, you know, I'm just thinking of the questions and writing down some answers so that I'm prepared for whenever you ask something.
And this is where it's good, but give me when I'm on a show with someone else, or more in depth or an interview, I'm like, okay, I don't really do questions ahead of time. I can give you the general idea of where it's going to go, but I make it sort of like my travels and my scheduling of travels. I have a general plan, but if something pops up that's more interesting, I'm taking that right turn and going with that. So I'm like, so we may not get everything. That annoys some guests I know coming on, but once they're done, they're like, oh, that was really good. And I'm like, yeah, it's really good now. It's a conversation. It's not answer question. So yeah, but this is perfect for here because too many guys get too nervous and don't talk underwear. And
No, I certainly don't very often. So It was, you know, when I saw the option that you could do that, I jumped at it like, oh, I'd love to be able to talk to somebody. And I know there's a lot of other listeners out there who would, as I love listening, that's my favorite part, is the brief tales when they come out and just hearing the guys different, you know, we all have a lot of same similarities, you know, It all starts really young before we realize, and just hearing like that I'm not the only one.
Oh, no. And it's discovered, no matter what your sexual orientation is, there's either one or two ways you discover underwear. It's either, like you said, very early, or the more rare ones are like college age to discover it.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. But most of the guests really come on and go, oh, it was really early. It's like, you know. And the more I think about it, the earlier mine gets. Like second grade, I remember it. So I'm like, oh, so it wasn't just, okay.
Yeah. I remember, you know, being young and just like, I'd look at, sounds very vain, but I'd like look at myself in the mirror with, you know, my Hanes white briefs on and just admire them, I guess. I don't know. I just, something I really liked doing. So before I knew what was going on.
Well, in my teens, early teens, I would do that with the bikinis I got. So it's like, yes. But enough of that. I would get off on another tangent. But at least these are underwear tangents, so people can't apply.
No.
So you wear bikinis most, you said recently.
Bikinis or briefs. I'd probably say briefs more often, but.
Okay. Any favorite brands of briefs you like the more?
So
other than the Alliance,
right. Other than that, I mean, I like Jockey in general. They seem to have a good frequency of colors and stripes and patterns. So I probably have way too much Jockey, but I have recently discovered, so I went to Europe about 4 or 5 years ago for the first time, and I was in Spain, went to this department store, and the men's underwear section was massive, so big. And so I discovered a lot of European brands then. And ever since then, I really try to find those to be able to order those here in the United States. The probably my favorite one is Homme, H-O-M.
Homme, yes.
From France. They're really good.
Oh, yeah. I got a thong and a jock from a friend of mine that went to Europe when I was mid-20s. And he brought them back, and oh, I love those things.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm quite familiar.
Oh. They're great. Yeah. And little known fact, you can find them on Zappos.com, you know, the shoe people.
What?
They sell Homme at pretty reasonable prices, you know, like $25. I don't know what's reasonable for some people, but it seems to me like $25 a pair is about the most I'm willing to pay, but.
But you don't have to pay international shipping.
Right,
you don't have to do the other stuff. So I would say that's not bad.
Yeah, it's nice because I've got a lot of, you know, like thongs and jock straps and just really nice, unique pairs from them.
That works. That's awesome. I did not know Zappos sold them.
Yeah.
I will be looking into that because I haven't bought any in forever. But any other brands you enjoyed in Spain or any others that you order on a regular basis?
One time I went to Germany and in Berlin and discovered Skinny. I think it's S-K-I-N-Y. And I think they're Austrian, but kind of similar, maybe a little bit more basic. But I really like their fabrics. You know, their cottons, they're not, you know, scratchy, unpleasant feeling underwear. They're just really nice and soft. May is another brand, M-E-Y, also from Germany. Probably my one favorite pair of bikinis is just this plain gray pair that I got there, and I will never part with those.
Sounds amazing. Giving me brands I don't know.
Yes, that's been the most good. Fun part is, you know, has renewed. You know, because you get kind of tired of the same old brands, but when you discover something new, it's like, it's feeling like you're, you know, in junior high or high school all over again. So
one store to look at is Oat Underwear. I just interviewed them. Their store, and it's H-A-U-T Underwear.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of brands you don't normally get in the U.S. They have them local, so that's another one to look at. because I looked at their site the other day, but I forgot what they had on it because, you know, underwear is on the brain and always looking at new things and trying to find new brands. And, you know, I've had several people in the Patreon tell me about more Japanese brands and stuff. So it's been very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I discovered a Japanese brand from Instagram. I don't know the name of it, but really, really nice, you know, looking briefs and bikinis. And I think they run a little small for U.S. sizes, yeah. If I remember right.
GX3, which does some amazing stuff. Oh, my God. I love what they do. I'd never fit in it. But they have some amazing stuff. And then you have, it's not Edge, it's EGDE. So I'm not sure how you say that. Huh. It's like Edge, but with the reverse, because I'm dyslexic. So every time I see it, I thought I was typing it wrong. And I'm like, oh, no, that is what it is. Okay. Oh, and then you have tons and tons of stuff. So it's amazing what's out there and popping up. And then you have that, you know, that little island in the south of the Pacific, Australia, where new things just pop up every other day. So they always have something new and exciting down there. Mm-hmm, which is hard to keep track of. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always discovering something on Instagram. Like, I've never heard of that, and I'll save it and go back. So
I have so much stuff on Instagram, and it's just like, and then you get fed more.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like, the algorithm, hey, it knows. It just feeds you more underwear.
It serves you more ads, and it's like, it's more underwear ads. And I'm like, oh, yes, dink, dink, dink.
Yep.
So, and I keep discovering more and more swim, more and more underwear, more and more people. And it's just like, oh my goodness. It's like, this is unreal.
It can be overwhelming sometimes.
But it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
It makes my Instagram feed very happy.
Oh, it does.
With lots of underwear, lots of guys in underwear.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds, all sizes. It just makes me happy, you know, because the company near you, Body Aware and Extra.
Yeah, yes, they're in Scottsdale.
They just had a beefy guy model X-Dress, and it's just like, oh my God, he looks amazing. Hmm. It's like, yay! Good for you, guys. Good for you.
Yes.
Said your favorites. I don't know if you have a partner, but do your partner and friends know about your underwear love?
I have a partner, and he knows. another thing we all have in common. Unless you're like super fortunate, your underwear or your partner doesn't understand, and mine doesn't.
Isn't that the truth?
he supports me absolutely, but he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand the level, and you know, he'll make comments then, you know, I'll get a package, oh, more underwear. Well, yeah.
It's good for you. Okay. Yes. It's good for you.
Yes.
But as someone told me, and I've said it on the podcast, if you have some partner into underwear, you have to share the underwear budget. And if you don't, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. You can buy all the underwear you want.
Right, right.
So that's what I like. I'm like, yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
To hell with them. I don't want a boyfriend in underwear now.
Yeah, no. Go away. You have to share and fight. And
well, I would win because I have the podcast and the blog and everything. Like, sorry, I need this for work.
right. Yeah.
You get my leftovers. Sorry. But that's good. That's good. He supports, but doesn't understand. I think that's so many out there in the same situation where it's like, okay, I don't get your underwear, but you know.
Well, he benefits, absolutely. So I think that's why he tolerates it.
Have you bought him underwear in the past and say, here, try this?
I do. Yes, I did that. And unfortunately, he is a boxer briefs kind of guy, and that is his go-to. So I do try and find him some nicer looking ones, and I try to sneak in some briefs for him every now and then, but he really doesn't wear anything like that unless I insist.
See, I just hand it to him and say, shut up and wear this. And then they go, but I was like, no, this is not a conversation. This is a one way dialogue. Shut up and wear
exactly.
This.
Yes. Yeah.
You'll and be I do resort rewarded to that sometimes. Later.
Yeah. Yep.
You'll be rewarded. So just hush.
Just comply already.
Just do what you're told and nobody has to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Got me? Good. Right. So yeah, but I haven't had that problem in a long time. Thank goodness.
Yeah, all the partners, boyfriends I've had, I've never had one that was anywhere near into underwear that I am. So,
well, all the ones I've met that have been into underwear, I really didn't want to date them. I was like, yeah, no. And the ones that I would date never live near me. It's like, the ones near me, I'm like, no, thanks. But the ones, like you say, in San Francisco or, Chicago, New York, it's like, oh, yeah, I'd gladly go out with you. But neither one of us is planning to visit either city soon. So we got a problem. That sucks. So do your friends know or do they?
I've got a couple of underwear friends. I have one straight friend in Michigan who I actually buy underwear with. Not solely. I mean, I'm not his sole source of underwear, but I will recommend, hey, I think you would really like these. And a couple times I've ordered them and sent them to him and he always really enjoys, but he obviously just doesn't put that much attention or care into what he wears, but he appreciates anything I turn him on to. So yeah, I think he might be the only
back
one.
Back up here. Back up here. How did you get a straight underwear buddy? Now this is.
Yeah. So we were, we met on a gaming platform and so we would play like Xbox together and just, I don't know, in the normal conversation, I think I mentioned, I kind of have this obsession with underwear and he's like, oh, I never really gave it much thought. I just, buy whatever's at Walmart. And I was like, oh no, you gotta try this. You gotta try this fabric. This is going to be so much more comfortable for you. So that's kind of when it started. I would just send him stuff or refer things to him.
Wow. I'm impressed. I tip my cap. You got a straight guy wearing some better underwear. That's like the holy grail in underwear.
Yes. Yes. Occasionally I do get pictures, but that's not why I do it. I do it to spread the joy, spread the love.
Well, you've got to, because so many people don't wear a good underwear. I'm just when I've gone, I'm like, why did you think this was a good choice?
Mm-hmm.
What was going through your mind when you put this pair on today?
Mm-hmm.
No, we will fix this. And I always have to fix all my now ex's underwear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh no, this will not do. No.
Yeah.
Oh, we are going to have a singles boy show come up soon. I'm trying to get the panel for that to talk about dating and underwear now, because you have to explain underwear and do things. And it's like, oh, I don't have the time.
Yeah.
And do you wear the good underwear before, or do you, sort of dress down or, and I'm just like, it'll be interesting to hear, but me, I'm like, you get it on the first date, you get it on whatever date I'm going on. I'm not gonna change it. If you don't like it, bye. But yeah. So you blew me away with that one. Wow. Straight boy. You got straight boy in underwear. Hallelujah. Now we just need to do like a couple more million and we'll be one. What's that?
Right.
That's the goal of this. We have many straight listeners, and I just recorded a brief tale with a straight listener last week. So he's straight, married, and lives in the middle of America.
Wow. So
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And he found the podcast just by searching iTunes, Men's Underwear. Very interesting. And I was like, what? And then it's like, it's true. There's a podcast for everything out there.
Yeah, there is.
You got underwear, you got swimwear, you got everything on our podcast. And then you can go out there and find whatever you want, which is amazing. We love good podcasts and people are doing crazy things lately. And underwear boys are out there being in the middle of it. So,
Yay.
So what pairs do you wear when you want some, confidence boost, when you have something to do or, like anniversary date or something? What do you wear when you need that boost?
Well, definitely for like anniversary would be like a jock strap or a thong. But, it's just as far as confidence and, my daily life. So I have to testify in court on occasion. So anytime I'm going to court for anything, I always wear a thong.
Ah, nice.
Like superhero. I kind of feel like a, you know, it gives me the confidence because it can be kind of, you know, nerve wracking to be in court sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've got my thong on and I know I'm better dressed underneath than anyone else. So,
yeah, or you'd probably be surprised. You never know.
I always wonder that, some, you know, people. I'm sitting there like, I wonder what I spend a lot of time wondering what other guys wear. So
it's funny you mentioned that because John, our token straight guy that we have on the podcast, sent me a picture of him at some, they go to concerts in Chicago, and he sent me a picture. He goes, do you think I'm the only one wearing a thong in here? And it was this packed concert. And I'm like, you'd probably be surprised. Probably no.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's another guy somewhere in there rocking one right about now.
Yes. We can hope.
I was like, yeah. But that's cool. Now I've heard lawyers do that too, where they either wear bikinis or jocks or thongs when they go to court. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just, first time I had to go, I was very nervous. So I think, I'm going to wear this one. It was a red thong, and I call that my lucky red thong. And I wear that anytime I have a particularly, like, I feel like I'm going to need the luck. So
nice. Very good. You surprised me on this episode. Okay. Very nice. So that's all my questions. Wow. Stealing underwear, having a partner, and getting him to wear underwear when you want it, and then converting a straight boy. And we'll probably have to have you back because, you know, we may have to have a, this gives me an idea for a new podcast. Oh, like I need another new idea for a podcast. stealing underwear on the After Dark show. That would
that,
be a
yeah, good one. That would be a good one. Yep.
I'm going to put that on my list and figure out who we can have on that because, you know, it happens because guys steal it from other ones they know, friends, hookups, gym, although I have never stolen it from the gym.
Not from the gym, but I was in Canada and I was at a spa and there was a changing room and this guy just didn't care and didn't lock his stuff up and he had a pair of briefs and I took them. Like, that's your fault. You should have locked them.
Scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you have to hear that story when Jay interviews me, and that it involves the gym, but I did not steal them from a locker. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. So by the time this comes out, everyone will know. But, you know, people are just have so many different things they do. So I'm like, because I told him that, you know, because he asked me if I ever stole it from a hookup. And I'm like, yes. But usually I just ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, you'd be surprised how many would just give you it. So I was like, I just asked. And after everyone kept saying yes, except for one who was like, do you know how much these underwear cost? And I said, well, yes, I do.
You're talking to the expert.
I, in fact, do. Well, I paid a lot of money and no. And I'm like, well, don't get bent out of shape. I'm like, geez, you need to chill out a little bit. I asked you, at least I didn't steal them. Whatever. At that point, I did want to steal them just to stick it to him, but right. I didn't have the opportunity. So I was like, boo. Oh, well. New topic coming, people. We'll work that one into the schedule over at the After Dark Show. So, yay. That's all my questions. Do you have a place people follow you online or no? It does not matter if you do or do not.
I do. So I've got the, you know, the G-rated one. So you're welcome to go follow me there. And that's Javier on the air. That's Instagram. And I just started. So I used to have an Instagram that had a lot more spicier pictures, but I took that down a few years ago. I just started a new one in anticipation of coming on this show. So, and that one is Undies and AZ.
Oh, on Instagram. Hold on, looking that up. Following you?
I just started this like 2 weeks ago, maybe. I don't have many followers.
There you go. 48 followers. No, 61 followers.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked in a while, but.
And bike shorts.
Yes, I love the spandex.
Ooh. I meant to ask you that when you said about biking, but I totally blinked on it. So I was going to come back to that, and we got talking about other things that distracted me. So, yes. So, yeah. Well, go follow him. You will enjoy it. And I want to thank you for coming on and having a wonderful conversation that just surprised me. I'm like, whoa, which is a good thing because I love it when people surprise me on podcasts.
Yeah.
It's not the normal podcast, people. So enjoy. Thank you again. We will have a new podcast for you very soon because I have them coming up my ears. I have as many podcasts as I have underwear, I think, just recently. So we will not be lacking this year in podcast content. So never fear. So have a good week, and we will talk to you soon, everyone. Bye. Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at unbblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.